of a very dark, cold cave. They were scared. Night brought many things like animals that could devour them, freezing temperatures. And they could hear the sounds of all the wild creatures. So they huddled together, trying to stay warm, listening for the footsteps of one of their tribe. They waited. Something's coming. After what seemed forever, cold and shivering, they heard her approaching, her feet crunching softly on the icy snow. She was carrying what they had been waiting for. In a piece of animal hide strapped to her back, she brought them small glowing coals from the fire of another clan. At the mouth of the cave, she bent low to the ground and placed the coals into the bed of kindling her family and friends had prepared for her. Soon, the flames licked high, warming the cave, spattering light on the walls, dispelling darkness and fear. Smiles, as well as the glow of the fire in the faces of the tribe, warmed their hands, warmed their hearts. They prepared food, felt safe, protected, united by the edge of their fire. Those are the roots of Advent. Yes, this season is rooted in that ancient memory of the fierce night. Thank you. Could you hear the story?
Yeah.
Good. So in the roots of that ancient story live all our fears that settled back here. Fears of a cave. Fears of the night where animals can leap out of the woods and devour us. And that feeling of waiting, waiting, waiting. Something is coming that will save us, will rescue us, will alleviate our fears of the night. For Christians, it is a time of waiting for the redemption of that Christ child who will come to bring peace on earth, goodwill to all. For the pagan, fire, light, to remind us that the sun will return. People who know nothing of theology or pagan rituals are still all busy in preparation, totally oblivious of the roots of why they feel churning, frenzy, fear. People of all faiths are drawn into that mass frenzy, waiting for that day of rare blessings and unembarrassed exchanges of love and generosity. There lies the moment of magic that people, normally greedy, exclusionary, quarreling, isolationist, suddenly transformed by a season. What is too easily forgotten when we run out for shopping or decorating the tree is the importance of the patience. The importance of intentional waiting, like those ancients at the mouth of their cave. We need to sit, be still, feel the discomfort, feel the fear. We need to sit with all the paradoxes of our time, our human propensity to do harm, the seeds of greed that wait to sprout in all of us. We need to reflect, engage, remember the ancient story. And all the holidays created around them. As a free church tradition, it is our quest to always question, to seek truth, to look for the roots, to look for the meaning that is relevant to us today. We examine, question, think, until we believe and practice. We are called by our tradition to always seek, to assemble our own relevant truths to the very best of our understanding, not to blindly follow another's creed or those masses in their countdown to the day. There is a truth that's hidden in this mild madness of Advent. And without rejecting or judging, we need to find our own peace with all of the myths of this season. I think that Advent, for many of us, exposes all the imperfections and inconsistencies that we harbor. Things that we sort of believe, sort of don't. And it's kind of one of those seasons where we can do all the things we always do to ignore our discomfort or our inconsistencies. We can certainly ignore our own pain or not. We can be patient with our inconsistencies or not. And there's nothing like a holiday letter from far away for us to realize, oh, my life does not look like that. Does yours? And then all that either rage or inadequacy or sadness, the holidays are full of transparency and exposure. The truth of our lives revealed. Reveals the world around us in a way that we either have to ignore or be in pain about. All the tumult of sexual assault and abuse, tax overhauls, all national, international tumult, burning people in their mosque or shooting them in their church. I don't know about you, but I've barely recovered from the hurricanes. And it just seems like the onslaught is continuous. There hasn't been a break since September. Last week, preparing for today, I was telling Eric about this song. There's this great song out there somewhere, and it's about a fire, and the only way out is through, and I couldn't remember who sang it. I couldn't remember the name of the song, and he valiantly nodded in appreciation and left me on my own. So I searched the internet and, of course, never came up with the song. But what I did come out with was the source of the words in the chorus in the song. The chorus went something like, fire, pain, something about my life, and the only way out is through. And it comes from a Robert Frost poem. It's a very long, rambling, like, pages. It's like Ulysses almost. It's called The Servant to the Servants. And in it, Frost is just examining all the things in his life that he does for other people, the stress in his... I mean, it's totally not Frost. He must have been having a really bad day. But the line that the song comes from is this. It's rest I want. There, I've said it out loud. From cooking meals for hungry, tired men, for washing their dishes, from doing things over and over that just won't stay done. By good rights, I ought to have so much put on me, but there seems no other way. Len says, one steady pull, one more pull, and it ought to do it. He says, the best way out is always through. And I agree to that. Or, insofar as I can see, there is no way out but through. Something is coming. That is the Advent message. But it's not here yet. 4 Sundays. Today, the first Sunday in Advent, is supposed to be a reflection on hope. Then we get through love, peace, and joy. And then we finally have Christmas Eve. So what is it you are waiting for? What is it you long for, hope for? Can you be patient? Seclude yourself. Sit in that darkness of uncertainty without projecting it on the world, on yourself, on others. Remembering it's okay to feel bad. That there's something to be learned in feeling bad. And just because I feel bad does not mean that somebody, me or another, did anything wrong. It's time not to seek some premature light. You cannot hurry the sun's return. You cannot bring resolution and comfort before you're ready to understand what it means. I think that's what the frenzy part of the season is avoiding the darkness, avoiding the learning, the patience, the gift that arrives with our own waiting. If we do not go into the darkness, explore its message, endure, engage, reflect on what in us is so impatient, what in us suffers, what in us is avoiding the learning that only patience and introspection can bring. Advent is the word Christians chose for this darkness. And it doesn't matter whether you believe in the child that's coming, or in more oil that will arrive for the lamp, or the return of the sun. The importance of the season is the darkness. Usually on Sundays during Advent, I read that wonderful opening that Max Kutz, long ago, UU minister wrote. But I love his words, and I remember them at every holiday. When seasons come, as seasons do, old and known, but somehow new. When lives are born or people die. When sickness confines the body or the heart, when something sacred is sensed in soil or sky, mark the time. Mark the time. Respond with thought or prayer or smile or grief. Holiday lights illuminate to us the basic conflict historically that lives within human beings. It is the conflict between our best selves and our worst selves. It's that conflict that we are capable of great generosity and kindness, and we are equally capable of evil. Always. And we like to think it's out there in the world and that all we have to do is manage it, but it's in here. And this is our season. to make our peace with that, and to know that we can always choose. We can choose our best self or our worst self. There's nobody pulling our strings. We do it. We decide. So, do you know which juggles your worst self and what inspires your best self? That's the reason that we deck the halls with boughs of holly, hang wreaths, sing carols, to amplify the chorus. Let nothing living, life or leaf, slip between your fingers, for all these things are holy things. We will not, cannot find again. True, sincere joy, it lies in embracing the darkness, the controversies, the loss, the challenges. Joy lives right there, waiting to inspire us with what it truly means to be alive, to be human. To be alive, to be human, is to experience fear, loss, and pain. And if we can be patient with our fears, our losses, and our pain, we will live into the joy. Balancing this season, reflection, joviality, giving, receiving, darkness, light. That's where hope resides. The waiting for safety, protection, warmth requires patience. Something is coming, and it is hope.